both meetings are clashing, but nonetheless, you know, both meetings appeal to race fans. So there's lots there for fans to attend, either Mildon or Ipswich. Mildon all kicks off slightly earlier at 6:30. We've got the Super Brisker Formula 2 stock cars. We've got National Bangers, and we've got the ORC mini stocks for the youngsters as well. So, you know, that's a traditional good old-fashioned stock car night right there.
We were just talking about a driver that we know reasonably well, Alex Meadows, who's made the switch from Superstocks, which you have at Ipswich this weekend, which we'll come to Brisker F2. So what's that transition like?
Well, I know it's something that Alex has been talking about and thinking about for some time, and I know he's always wanted to try Brisker Formula 2, and I think he feels at the moment this is the right time. He's put a lot of development into the Z-Tech engine, certainly when he was with us at Speedworth, and came up with some very good results. And I think he's keen just to see where he can go with that engine in Brisker, because they're allowing that engine now, and I think he's keen to develop it on Brisker Formula 2, and obviously on Shale as well. Shale does have a massive appeal to drivers. It's challenging, it's great fun, it's all action, there's no doubt about it, there's nowhere to hide. So it's something, he's had the car sort of revamped over the winter. It's been changed from the Speedworth specification to Brisker Formula 2 specification. He's not booked in at the moment, but it wouldn't surprise me if he wasn't there on the grid Saturday.
You've been telling me those cars, they're cars that you can invest in, you can try and improve your lap time, I guess. You can spend a lot of time on it. However, when you're on the track, all action and contact as well.
That is the essence with Brisker Formula 2. I think there is no argument that you can invest a little bit further in your Brisker Formula 2 car than what you can a Speedworth Superstocks. But on Shale, you know, they are very much a no-hold-bars formula. So you get lots of contact, lots of action. So it's a balance between what is quite a thoroughbred race car, but also a traditional stock car that will take and give out a lot of punishment.
It's another triple header as well at Foxhall this weekend.
Yes, indeed. And similarly, in a way, we've got obviously our Superstocks, we've got Bangers, the regular sort of mainstream Bangers, and we've also got the Mascars for a visit as well, and they are always popular when they come here.
Yeah, and the Mascars, just talk us through them. They've been here, I think, once before, but on kind of a tour, is that right?
Yeah, they normally do an East Anglian tour. So on Saturday night, they'll be here at Ipswich, where we really hope it's going to be dry, so they'll see them at their very best. And then on Sunday, they move up to Yarmouth to race there. So it's a double-header weekend for them. But basically, a Mascar is a quarter-scale American NASCAR. It's built in very much the same way. It's quarter-scale. It's powered by a superbike engine. They run on sort of slick tyres. The racing is very much the same. They sound superb when they're screaming down the straight here at Ipswich, which they really do. And the racing, although obviously is non-contact, it's very fast and, you know, no quarter is given or taken.
So spectators are going to see and hear some very competitive racing this weekend. As far as Superstocks goes, Jason Cooper, who was the man to beat last time around, is that the case this time?
Still seems to be the case at the moment, although he wasn't having it all his own way down at Wimbledon as we sort of finished off the season down there. One or two people were having the measure of Jason, but of course Ipswich, he always flies around here. It all depends really who turns up on the night. I mean, Matt Carberry, a very good friend of Jason's, can always give him a run for his money here if Matt's not busy working. There's several other drivers that are coming to the fore. We've got some new drivers that are coming on board as well. So it'll be an opportunity to see them on the big track here and see what they can do. So Superstocks are always competitive. And at the end of the day, as we all know, sometimes if a driver, you know, cannot get past somebody like Jason, they'll put the bumper in and they'll wrestle him out of the way.
Shaping up to be an exciting season already then, across the board, across all formulas.
It is, I think, really. We're still buoyed, really, of what we were doing down at Wimbledon, which sadly closed at the end of March. But we had some terrific racing down there, some terrific, formulas that are out there at the moment. More and more people seem to be coming racing. There's an increase in drivers as well. So at the moment, it's boding very, very well for a season that seems to be rattling through rather fast.